deciding to live. There have been many becoming rain moments in my life that could be referred to as deciding to live moments. My first memory as a very small child was noticing the first bud on a tree branch in the very early spring in the backyard. It is an indelible memory that triggers each year after the winter solstice. I think I decided I was living and I knew I was part of something much bigger than myself. I began to live when I first saw the lights of a theatrical stage and danced my first ballet. I decided to live when dance became my language as a young girl. I began to live when I stepped on an airplane at the ripe age of 18 years old and headed out west in the middle of my senior year of high school. I stepped away from a male-dominated family and culture and began the journey I am still traveling today. I decided to live when I remained there and in the end attended University of California, Berkeley. Priceless years. Most of the great artists and scholars I studied with have since passed on, but they were some of the groundbreakers in modern art. I began to live when I stood up for the rights of the Filipino people under the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos as an ex-Peace Corps volunteer, using my voice to speak through my music. People power followed that movement. I began to live when I walked into the studio of Peter Boulkes, his energy and huge personality filling my senses with the possibility of art as a life. And I decided to live as an artist in the darkened art history auditoriums of the great art historian Peter Seltz. Wild-haired and magical, he transformed my vision of how it was possible to transform the world through art. I decided to live when I committed my life to art, through teaching, through creating, by exploring many mediums and continuing in the search for meaning in my art making, whatever the medium. I decided to live when I gave Bob Dylan a painting and he thanked me from the stage. I bought a guitar and began my musical journey. I decided to live when I took the stage for the first time at the Earl of Old Town in Chicago and became Patty Raine. I decided to live when poetry saved me on the streets of New York and my songwriting gave me my voice. I decided to live when I married Rio. I decided to live when we committed to the Wicker Park House and created a beautiful home out of rubble. I decided to live when I took on two adopted children, both special needs, amidst teaching 1,200 kids a year. I decided to live when I retired from CPS and chose to focus on my art. I decided to live when I accepted the low-res MFA program's invitation. I keep on living through the pain and the joys and the memory of where my art began in the studios of the Bay Area artists. I continue to make the decision to live. Making the decision to live for me happens each time I make the choice that will allow me to continue to grow as an artist. There is always the dilemma of time and place. There's never enough time. But when deciding to live, you accept the inevitable that time requires and try to use and bend time. The artist's clock is an eternal and internal clock connected to nature and the seasons, connected to the pulse of humanity. Each time we choose to live, we expand our possibilities as humans and the possibilities of what we can contribute to the other humans on the planet. Deciding to live is a decision to be.